When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is the music industry sexist? We can all appreciate just how cutthroat and challenging it can be to make it as a musician and artist in that business. People's tastes obviously range dramatically, and even the most successful of artists today have clearly had knockbacks along the way. But what about when the lead singer of a band is female? Or, more specifically, what if the lead singer of a rock band is female? Katie Jackson is our guest on this episode of Humans of Chelmsford, and she is the lead singer of the rock band Tigress. The Chelmsford-based band are approaching their fourth birthday and have amassed plenty of fans and enjoyed a lot of success. Being handpicked to play by American band Green Day was probably one of their proudest moments, for example. But this year, on International Women's Day, Katie shared an email on social media that the band had received from a radio station saying that, while the song was good, the vocals didn't match up to other female singers they were playing at the moment. That prompted a real debate, with the band expressing how tired they were at their lead singer being judged on the basis of gender. As Katie says in this episode, it's fine if they don't like the song or the vocals, just don't bring gender into it. But away from the challenges of the music industry, there are still loads to be thankful for Katie. Her hobby is her job. She coaches singing as well as being part of the band. And deep down, the power of music has still given her so much. Brought to you by Essex Live, this is Humans of Chelmsford. And this is Katie Jackson's story. Whether you're in it or out of it, we can all appreciate just how hard it can be to get noticed in the music industry. It's demanding, it's challenging, and can often be a very brutal place to be. Yet despite its negatives, there are also a lot of positives about being in there. That probably explains why Katie has a love-hate relationship with that world.
It's horrible. So as much as I love the music industry, I say I hate it in equal amounts.
It's a love-hate relationship.
100%. Like, it's, yeah, it's difficult because there's so many factors, right? If people think that, like, you don't have the face for it, or, like, you don't have, like, the body for it, or, like, you, or, like, your band are, like, not right. Like, I don't know, like, the face has to fit as well. It's so vain, and, like, it's not always just about, like, talent. I wish that was all it was about. So it's, like, there's so many factors, and then it's, like, then a lot of the time it's, like, luck or who you know, or like what circles you go in, or like how much money you have, like can you afford to do these kind of things, like, you know, it's not just as simple as you sound good
Here you go.
Like, I wish it was like that. There's so much to it. And sometimes it's like, it'll be like, your dad like works for like a company, therefore like, oh, you've got a little in there. So like, I don't know, say like, daddy works for like a record label. Like all of a sudden this band gets signed, this record label,
and you know,
100%. So like, I mean, for us, like we don't have any of those like connections. Like I don't have like, we don't have like rich parents. We're just completely normal people that like made our own connections and had to work really hard doing it, which was really annoying, but yeah, we managed to achieve it eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of. But, you know, like, we're still, like, working our way up. There's so much more we have to learn. So many doors we have to open. And sometimes them doors will never open. But as long as you're enjoying what you're doing and you're happy and you feel like you're doing it with integrity and you're being true to yourself, then it's, like, not so bad.
So what about the main talking point? Katie being a female lead singer of a rock band. When you sit and think about it, the number of female-led bands in that genre of music is drastically small. But from Katie's own experiences, those problems and hurdles are probably a lot more dramatic than we realise.
So basically, like, this is something that we've experienced the whole time. Like, I mean, for me, the whole time I've been a singer doing rock, which is like, yeah, more years than the band's been going, but there's just been so many times where we have had, I wouldn't say knockbacks, because it will be people saying stuff like, we love what you're doing, but unfortunately we already have one female artist on our roster. Bearing in mind they've got like 20 odd, like all male acts, bands, artists, whatever. And they're like, we've already got one, so unfortunately we can't have another one. And I'm like, okay, and why is that then? Like, what is the reasoning? And there's, you know, there was in the news, there was like, it was like local news to like somewhere in the Midlands. There's this venue that have banned all female fronted. I hate that term, female fronted. Like, they're just all bands. Like, it doesn't matter who's fronting them. But they have specifically said, banned all female fronted bands from playing our venue.
Whether it's tradition or something else entirely, attitudes appear to be tuned to the notion that it's a male world. But for Katie, more female-led bands could act as role models for those in the crowds. After all, there's room for both male and female bands, right?
Whenever I go to shows for any rock band, and I'm sure, like, people have probably noticed, but maybe they haven't, like, the majority of people there are teenage girls watching. So how about you let more females front the bands to be role models for the people that are watching? You know what I mean? Because, like, obviously there's loads of boys there, but, like, I just see a sea of screaming girls. So, yeah, it's just not evenly represented, if you like, and opportunities that we could have been given, we have not had. And the reason always comes down to the fact that I am a girl. It never comes down to the fact that they don't like our music. It never comes down to the fact that, like, oh, we don't sound good enough live, or it never comes down to a proper reason. It's always about the fact that I am a female, which I can't help.
Exactly. It's not something you can change.
Like,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, apologize for it. It should just be like, cool, I like your band, therefore you can do it. But, you know, like, I had a quiet period, and I was like, do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna look through like festival posters of like rock festivals and see how many like females I've found like featured on them like over the years. Oh my God. There was like one festival would only ever feature one over the whole weekend every year. One was like they'll have one a day, and that was the same every year, and they're still the same now. One was like had maybe like three, and I was like, oh, these are a bit more open to it. And you know what? And some people will say, oh, it's just because females aren't as good. That's not true. Some of the people that I hear singing are literally, oh my God, they are phenomenal. They are such good vocalists. And you just think like, what? It's not about talent, and it's not about things like that. It's just they're not being given the opportunities. There are so many amazing women in rock, but they're just not getting given their shot because there is like a quota. Once you've hit that quota, they're like, no one else, thank you. So it's mental. It's absolutely mental.
It's just become a tick box exercise. 100%.
Like we had a tour sheet come through. So like when you go to do a tour, there'll be like a sheet thing, and it will say like, our booking agent will get it, and it will say this tour's been booked, we're open to submissions. And there was like this tour that comes through, and it was like open to submissions, but we don't want any female front end. And you're like, why? What is wrong with you? Like, how can you imagine, like, if I was like no male front end, like, oh my God, like it's sexism, because you are saying, you're basing something on the fact that somebody is, yeah, a female.
Yeah. I think that's probably what would be most striking to people listening to this, who maybe aren't so fully invested in the world of the music industry.
Yeah.
In that we're talking about pushing forward gender equality in so many different areas. Yet for some reason, it doesn't seem to be happening in certain walks of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yours.
Yeah. And I don't think this is relevant to like pop or country, or R&B or soul, because actually I don't know, because I'm not in those worlds, but I see a lot of female artists being represented. But I obviously can only talk for rock, but from what I see, it's not as much. I'm sure it is still a problem, but I don't think it's as much of a problem as it is in rock. But I mean, the thing is that all these kind of things that come through, they're always on an industry level, so your normal person will never ever see this kind of interaction that goes on. It's always like an email from a booking agent to a manager, or like from a label to a band, or do you know what I mean? So people don't get access to it. 100%. So yeah, on International Women's Day, I was like, do you know what, I'm gonna put this one out there, so just that people can see like the one very small example of the thing that we get. And it was one from a radio station, a massive one, like the radio station in the UK. And they were like, so they've already played our stuff like a bunch of times. But they were like, oh, so we've listened to you against all the other females in rock, and we're just kind of like, we don't think you're good enough. And it's like, okay, why the hell are you categorizing all the women?
So are things actually changing? In short, in Katie's opinion, no. So if things aren't shifting, what can people do to alter things and make that change?
All the guys in music need to just get over the fact that women want to be in rock. And they need to see past. They need to see past it, because, like, I don't want to sound sexist when I say like all the guys, but it's because the women that I come up against in the industry are more open to it, because they're a woman, right? And they've had to fight really hard to get their job, because it's not just the people, the women that perform, it's the women that work in rock as well. So, you know, it's predominantly a male-led industry, but there's loads of women that want to work in the rock industry, you know, as booking agents, as, you know, promoters, whatever, and they have a really tough time getting their jobs as well. So when they are given a female in a band, they're like, oh, I'm gonna push this, because I know their struggle too. So that's the reason why I say the males in the industry just need to get over it and get on with it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's something everyone should really be working together.
Yeah,
to
and there should be more women working behind the scenes in the industry as well. It shouldn't be such a massive, you know, male dominated industry. There should be loads of women.
Now for the positives. Music is a very powerful thing and has shaped Katie's life. As well as being the lead singer with Tigress, she also acts as a vocal coach for students here in Chelmsford. This is what music means to her, something I think plenty of people can relate to.
Music. Well, music's always been a big part of my life because I was brought up around musicians, brought up like going to gigs, things like that. And then, you know, obviously just like completely fell in love with the music industry and then ended up studying music and then ended up being able to make music my job and also my career. I see them as like two different things, like job, make money from, career, love doing. So yeah, it's just literally been like absolutely everything, and I completely like love everything I do, so I guess it's just the best thing ever.
The best thing ever indeed. And it's made even more enjoyable when you get to make music with the people you love spending time with. Tigress will be approaching its fourth birthday in September this year. But they've already gathered traction for their music, playing to large crowds and touring all over the world. There was also a particular standout moment when Green Day, the American rock band that everyone was listening to back in 2004, handpicked them for a show.
Well, we've, as like members, we've always like played music together, just because we're like best friends. I know it sounds like kind of lame, but like, but we really are, like, we absolutely love each other's company and we really respect each other as musicians. So we just like playing together. We're all on the same like wavelength. We like the same music, you know, all those kind of things. And we, yeah, formed the band, and whenever like, I don't know, whenever like I do like a project to do with music, I never think that anything amazing is going to come of it or anything. You just kind of like, I just want to have a really good time because it's just like, it's like an outlet, you know, like you just love doing it. So I don't know, if I wasn't performing and writing music, I don't know. I don't think I would be as sane as I am right now. So yeah, like we all like share that same thought and then just come together and start making music and then happen to be all right, I guess. And then, you know, record labels start coming on board and booking agents and management. And then you start releasing stuff and getting some recognition and then tours. And you're like, how did we end up here? This is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's been quite a wild ride then over the last 3.5 years. Yeah. However long.
Yeah, it's been really good. Like, it's taken us to a lot of like places that I never thought I'd go. Like, I never thought I'd go to Russia. Like, we went to Russia, we played like St. Petersburg and Moscow, and each show was like to 4,000 people, and that's like the first time I'd ever been there. And I'm like, okay, I'm in Moscow, it's 4,000 people, what's up, this is so weird. And then, like, you know, I never thought I'd go to like Slovakia. We managed to do like played like Rome like twice. I'm like, this is mental. I mean, I never thought that I would play those kind of places. Like Prague, we've done like, I don't know, like 4 times now, and every time it's just better than the last. And you think, how can it keep getting better? But it just does. And it's totally an amazing thing, especially when you're so far from home. it's really cool.
Yeah, because I suppose it reminds you just how far your music is actually reaching. Yeah. It's not just a local thing.
No, yeah. And you know, like, there was this really cool moment, like, when was it? Was it last year or the year before? When we got asked to play at Hyde Park for the British Summertime, but it was like the Green Day headline one. And I was like, okay, like, how does this come about? And they were like, oh, the band, like, Green Day, like, hand pick people. I was like, I'm sorry, what? And they were like, oh, so, no, Green Day's like, listened to your band and thought, like, you were cool, so they've put you on the festival. I was like, that is like the weirdest thing ever. Like, because, I mean, who didn't grow up listening to Green Day?
Everyone had that American Idiot album in 2004,
oh,
didn't they?
My days. Of course. If you didn't, like, there was something wrong with you. So, yeah, it's just mental.
That must be a huge compliment to get as well.
Like, yeah, it a massive compliment. Like, it was, I don't know, it's one of those things that, like, never really sinks in.
Exactly.
Like, you know it was a thing, but it just doesn't really sink in.
It still hasn't sunk
in. No. And apparently they were like, oh, I really like the band name. I'm like, oh my God, you know what my band name is.
So what about the music scene in Chelmsford? To some people in the city, it's something that has dipped of late. Some point to the shortage of live music venues, while Highlands Park won't be playing host to a huge music festival this year after V Festival's successor, the Rise Festival, pulled the plug on a 2019 event. But is it all negative?
I'll tell you what I really like. I really like that when I walk around in town on a Saturday that I see, like, so many young people, like, busking and stuff like that. I think that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, everywhere can improve, right? But it is represented. I think that the problem is that people don't go to many local gigs. They don't support, like, local gigs as much as they could and they should. So, like, you know, when you see, like, your school friends are playing somewhere, like, you should all go down. Like when you're seeing, like, I don't know, like, even if it's, like, not, like, your school friend, if it's, like, I don't know, somebody that you, like, went to college with that you haven't seen in years and, oh, they're playing a show. Like, it's just, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I can't bother to go out. Do you know what I mean? So it's, like, making the effort to support people, because then that makes the industry grow, and it means that if those venues are doing better, if they're, you know, having more success with their nights, then they'll start bringing in bigger artists, and then it benefits everyone, you know. But yeah, people just don't want to go out, do they?
Yeah, like, rather stay in and watch Netflix, for example.
I know, right?
Yeah, and I suppose people maybe point to the fact that, for example, Rise Festival, which happened last year, isn't happening this year.
Yeah,
and then maybe there's perhaps a lack of actually live music venues that are regular live music venues rather than just a pub.
Yeah, to create a scene. Because, you know, like, when we had the Army and Navy, like, oh God, how long ago was that? Like, forever ago. There was a music scene, because that was, like, a place where everybody went, like, I remember, like, people saying that Oasis played there when they were, like, like, nobodies, and, like, Snow Patrol and all these, like, massive people. It was, like, a place where people went to play, like, where bands went to play. And, yeah, I guess it's, like, if you don't have them kinds of places, then there's not going to be a scene. And then when you want to put on a festival, you're going to struggle because there's not a scene. You're not selling it to anyone. And you know, I did find that, like, growing up in Chelmsford, there wasn't like much for me to go and experience, especially, like, you know, when you're young, because if all the shows are in, like, pubs and stuff, and it's all like, you've got to be 18 to go in, like, where are you going to go, right? There was like, I don't know, like the YMCA or whatever. But that would
be... But then your options are limited.
And that's it. Yeah. That was it. And I was like, okay. It wasn't like I could see a decent band play when I was underage. It was like, if you wanted to go and see a band, it would have to be like at the YMCA, and they were also like really young. So not that they weren't good, but when you're young, you're learning, aren't you? So, you know, you're not like amazing yet. You're just finding your feet. So it was like, you couldn't watch somebody that was like amazing and really inspire you and stuff like that. So like, I would go to like shows in London, go to big shows, yeah. You know.
So if you want to catch Tigress in action and listen to their music, thankfully this podcast episode is rather timely after a tour was announced on Friday.
So a tour has been announced like 2 days ago, which is a headline tour in October, and we are heading to, I've got the dates in front of me. I don't know this off by heart. So
we're gonna, one ever remembers this off by heart.
So like from Monday the 7th, we go on tour, and we're going to Glasgow, Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham, and then London. Yeah, and we're just going to have a good time, love a good tour, hang out with the boys.
Yeah, as do the fans, I imagine,
yeah,
as well.
And hopefully.
Yeah, likewise, I'm sure everyone can find those details on Twitter,
yeah,
Facebook,
and everything.
On the website. And yeah, 100%. As well. Yeah. Final advice then, for my final question.
Okay.
Rather, advice for people looking to either get into the music industry,
yeah,
or just use music to express themselves.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
So I would just say, like, you need to use every avenue that's available to you because the industry is so big and so vast, and there is a place for everyone in it. So if you love music and you want to be involved in it, and you think, oh, I'm not good enough at whatever instrument you play, or if you sing, it doesn't mean there's not a place for you. There's jobs everywhere. You just need to, you know, go down to your local venues, try and like speak to sound guys, get like internships, ask people for advice, like what did they do. You just got to talk to people. So, you know, people are too like cut off and closed. They don't want to ask for help, ask for advice. So just ask people, like, how did you get where you are? And then people will say, well, I did this, and every path is different. So just explore every avenue, because yeah, there's always a place for you. And even if you think that you don't want to be in the music industry, you just, I want to be famous or whatever. Like, you know, you can think that at the time. But then once you get into the music industry, you realize how, you know, how amazing it is to be a booking agent, how amazing it is to be like a promoter and all the cool things that go with it. So yeah, just explore every avenue, and just, or, you know, you will get loads of knockbacks, but it doesn't mean that you're bad at what you do. It doesn't mean that you won't get there in the end, because if you want it bad enough, you will get there in the end.
Perfect message to finish off this podcast episode. Definitely one, again, we can all get behind.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Thank you so much, Katie, for coming on and chatting about, obviously, a wide
everything.
Variety of issues there. Yeah, but I'm sure a lot of thought-provoking issues as well, which will get people, you know, talking about it.
Cool.
About it as well. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
A huge thank you to Katie for sitting down with us and being a guest on the latest episode of Humans of Chelmsford. This is episode 2 of the second series of the podcast, and don't forget, you can still catch last week's episode on Acast, the Essex Live website, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. On that particular episode, we heard from 3 Chelmsford friends who have experienced the very lows of drug and alcohol addiction. If you enjoyed this episode, please spread the word about the show, and if you can leave us a review on iTunes, that would be hugely appreciated, as it helps other listeners to find us. You can also follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, and our Twitter handle is @Chelmsford_pod. That's it for this week.
Join me next Sunday for episode 3 of series 2, where we'll be bringing you another story from this city.